From WBHM, I'm Richard Banks. The last monthly payment from the Child Tax Credit goes out to families today. The program was designed to help people escape poverty. That's also true for SNAP, better known as food stamps. That program got a boost in October. Stephen Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom spoke to people across Mississippi to find out if the extra benefits from both programs were enough to make up for the financial pain caused by the pandemic.
If you're judging just by the line of cars at the St. Luke Food Pantry, the answer has to be no. Volunteer Lee Stratton handles the traffic.
Good morning. How y'all doing? Right. Parking lot's full. So just put in park and put your flashers on. As soon as we start rolling here, I'll get y'all in as soon as we can.
The pantry is based in Tupelo, near the northeast corner of Mississippi. The state has the highest poverty rate in the country, and despite Tupelo doing better than most of Mississippi, six rows of cars still pack into the pantry parking lot on the first Thursday of December. By the end of the day, the pantry will serve 559 cars. Stratton says that's been pretty standard for more than a year.
Me out here, it's been the same number. A lot of people coming. Yeah, just pack them in.
But despite the long line, most people in the cars say they're better off than they were before the pandemic, including Faith Spearman.
To me, I'm better off now because I got extra help.
Now, Spearman still needs the pantry to get by each month, but since SNAP benefits increased by 25% in October, she's been able to let her kids pick more of the things they want at the grocery store.
My baby, he liked juice and stuff, so whatever kind of juice he seen, he wanted it.
What does that mean for you, being able to let the kids pick some more food they like?
More smiles. So just to see him smile and know, hey, my mama got me this at the store, this is what I really wanted, that made me feel good.
We're better off, I would say.
Jonna Phillips says the SNAP increase has been a big help, especially to offset the pain caused by inflation.
You know, the food prices are going up so freaking high that it's just ridiculous.
Another helping hand for families came in July when monthly payments started coming in from the Child Tax Credit.
They get excited. They're like, it's Child Tax Credit Day.
Aisha Ianduro runs a program helping families living in affordable housing in Jackson, Mississippi. The Child Tax Credit sends parents hundreds of dollars each month based on the number of kids and their ages.
One of our moms and I was saying, you know, are you excited and what are you going to use this check for? And she talked about how this was the first time she would be able to take her kids to the store to pick out their backpacks because they were getting ready for back to school time.
The last monthly payment went out on the 15th, though Democrats are trying to extend the program for next year. By October, the U.S. poverty rate dropped a couple percentage points compared to before the pandemic, according to Columbia University's Center on Poverty and Social Policy. The center credits that to the Child Tax Credit and other COVID relief programs. Ianduro says these policy changes are pretty historic.
Yes, long term, we will see that the policy shifts will benefit families. But where we are right now, we can't say that because we still are in the pandemic.
The economic consequences of the pandemic are still real in the Mississippi Delta. Laura Cifuentes lives in Rosedale. She says the Child Tax Credit and SNAP definitely help, but she's still not better off.
Before the pandemic, I did work. I did have a job. And I was probably one of the most highest paying jobs around here.
That high-paying job paid $12 an hour. She took care of kids for a local Head Start program, but she had to give it up to take care of her own four kids and nieces and nephews while they went to school virtually. She likes getting more time with her family, but she misses having a paycheck to better take care of her kids' needs.
Clothes-wise, shoes-wise, you know, if I wanted to spend a little extra, I could do that. But now I have to be more smart about the way I shop.
So what do you need to get you to where you want to be?
A job. A job, which I'm looking for, a job.
Wages are rising across the country, but in the Mississippi Delta, Cifuentes says she hasn't been able to find a job paying what she earned before the pandemic. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Stephen Basaha.
Tomorrow, we take a look at how rigid welfare restrictions prevent many people in the Gulf South from accessing those benefits. The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public media stations in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana. You'll find more news anytime at WBHM.org.